I placed my palms against his solid chest to ground myself. "Anything?" he asked breathlessly. I wasn't sure how to respond. There was most definitely something, but it was all new and unexpected. "Have we done that before?" I tried to concentrate, breaking some of the magic of the moment. "Yes," he sighed, letting his hands drop to his sides. He turned from me and stared back towards the door. "I'm sorry." I felt immediately regretful. Though the kiss was breathtaking, it was too soon. I could tell by looking at him that my lack of memory hurt him more than I could know. "Evelyn, you'll remember when you're ready. Please don't apologize for my impatience. I'm sorry, but after today on the boat, I had to see." His smile was back on too quickly, and I worried that I had put the closeness we shared in jeopardy. I didn't have anything clever to say, so I walked over to the edge of the roof, looking out over the park. After a couple of quiet minutes, Finn broke the silence. "We better go down. I'm sure Raven is ready for us." I heard him open the door behind me as he waited for me to follow. I paused as I walked past him, looking up into his beautiful face to make sure everything between us, the easy friendship and the growing trust, wasn't spoiled. He gazed back at me with a gentle smile and said, "You can't blame a man for trying." He kissed me swiftly on the forehead, guiding me over the threshold. I didn't blame him, but being intimate with him didn't feel like a good thing to repeat until I understood who I was to him. I didn't want to unintentionally cause more pain, like I'd see glimmer across his face. After stopping in the bathroom to make sure my heated blush had a chance to cool, I joined everyone as they stood by the table. Bounce raised her glass and said, "Evie, none of it was the same without you. We're so glad you're back where you belong." She smiled to gloss over not being able to go on. The rest of the table raised their glasses as well, even Kirk, and toasted my return. It was hard for me to speak and express my gratitude properly. I was touched, but my mind and body were still reeling from the kiss with Finn. I smiled, thanking everyone, and drank my wine. I watched my friends over dinner. They listened to each other and poked fun like siblings. They were criminals, too, so I knew the picture could never be as wholesome as it looked. But there was no denying that they were close. Finn regaled them with the story of our attackers from the evening before and my whistle, taking a few liberties with the details for entertainment purposes. Each gave me feedback on my performance. Even Kirk, who followed enough of the story to advise me, kick the balls. How Ari fit in was yet to be seen. My stomach sank, remembering he was to return the next day. I was about to learn firsthand what kind of person he really was, though all signs pointed to cold. After coffee and apple pie that Bounce had defrosted, declaring it as a nod to our side of the pond, we started putting away dishes and tidying up. Raven turned up some music and swayed around the room as she cleaned. Kirk watched her, mesmerized. Bounce was doing the real work at the sink. "Can I help you at all? Dry or something?" I asked her, holding up a plate. "No, it goes quicker this way. Listen, my room is upstairs at the end of the hall. On my bed is a box of things from our old apartment that I kept when I moved. They were yours. Go through them and see if there's anything you want to keep. I'll be up in a minute." The box was neatly placed in the center of the bed with a framed picture of us on the top. Green velvet encased a black and white photo booth shot of us with ponytails, laughing hysterically. From the odd angle and lack of pose, it looked like we hadn't been prepared for the snap of the lens. There were a few books from my classes I vaguely remembered, some CDs I had in college that I was glad to see again, and an unfamiliar black lacquer jewelry box covered in mother-of-pearl and glittering stones. It held a few tarnishing silver bracelets and an unstamped postcard from the Amalfi Coast of Italy, with nothing written on the back. There were some letters from my mother addressed to my dorm, and a train ticket stub from Edinburgh to London. I looked closer at the date. It was from the day before my accident in Boston. "I always wanted to write her after you died. Well, you know, went away." Bounce came in and sat down beside me while I held the letters and the ticket. "It felt so wrong, you being gone. I wanted to tell her we were friends, but I never got up the courage. I figured you wouldn't have wanted her to know the truth, and it would be wrong for me to have to lie to her. If we'd found your money, I'd like to think we would have gotten it to her somehow. Fake contest winner or something. Was this my train ticket from Edinburgh? I held up the stub and showed it to her. You were there for our last job together. When we were done, we all had to scatter per protocol, but it worked best if you stayed in Scotland for another week until everything quieted down. You were posing as an assistant to our client. You were always set to go home to Boston to see your mom after, so your cover was tight. You left Edinburgh and took a train back to London, and then a flight to Boston the next morning. None of us were here when you left, since we were off on our own covers. We'd all said goodbye in Scotland. I found the stub and just wanted to keep it. How did you hear I had died? I hadn't wanted to hear this part, as it felt like it would hurt everyone and me to think about it. But now that we were discussing my disappearance, I ripped off the bandage. We got back to London, and when we didn't hear from you, Ari made some calls. He got a copy of the accident report from Boston declaring you were dead, along with the driver. Of course, now we know he eventually found out you were alive, but without any memory. We could barely be together in the same room after that. All of us without you made your loss feel even worse. Finn was drunk half the time. Ari was always gone doing other things, and Raven worked with another group off and on. Eventually we got back together, focusing on the job, and things got easier. I swear, though, I missed you every day. Bounce picked up the photo of us in the frame. It was taken on your 22nd birthday. We went to Paris to celebrate. Raven knows the whole place like the back of her hand, though her French is horrific. I laughed with her at the thought. I'm sorry, Bounce, for not trying harder to remember, and for what Ari did. After the accident, the thought of coming back here felt like a waste of time. Maybe I was afraid I would be disappointed in the truth. Pretty ironic, really. I've dreamed about dating Prince William or something. All of this is far more interesting. I put my arm around her shoulders. Evie, it's like you to apologize for being in an accident. She smiled and turned her attention back to the items. The lacquer box and jewelry were just cheap stuff we bought by the Thames one Saturday. This postcard is a place you talked about wanting to go. Finn had told you how beautiful it was. I hate to say it, but you left some clothes behind, too. Not a lot, but I gave them away. She looked at me apologetically. I remembered my fashion sense from college. It was no big loss.